for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday afternoon, May the 26th, 2000. Memorial Weekend Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Dr. Bill Null of Salina, Kansas, is the teacher of the afternoon. I'll officially introduce Doc here, Dr. Null from Salina, Kansas, and he's supposed to be a pediatrician or something, but I think he's really in the deliverance business, but not in the way that you might think. We're talking about demon deliverance.
You know, last night I told you that there were two concepts that people really need to get hold of. One is they're at a war and who they are in the war and their position. And the other is the concept of binding and loosening. Today we're going to try to cover the war and who you are. And then Sunday we will cover binding and loosening. You all stand with me in prayer, please?
Hallelujah.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Come, Lord. Lord Jesus, we just praise your name now, Lord.
Yes.
We praise you and bless you and we glorify you, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to release the spirit of wisdom, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And knowledge, Lord, that our understanding will be opened, Lord God. And that we will behold you in your glory and that which you've called us to and the great power that you've endued us with, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I hold up this teaching to you now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that your word will go forth.
Yes.
It'll go forth. It will go down into the heart, Lord, and break the rocks in the heart, Lord Jesus, and produce a crop 30, 60, 100 fold in the name of Jesus. And I say that Satan shall not steal this word.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ. But this word shall go forth and bear crop for your glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And all God's folks said, amen. Okay. This book, the Bible, is the history of the Adamic race. It's the history of what happened since Adam was created. Now, there are several theories there are several ways to look at Genesis 1:1 and 1:2 and 1:3 and 1:4. Several ways to look at it. It says that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, God created them. And then it says that the earth was or became, that word can be translated either way, according to reputable Hebrew scholars. Derek Prince is one, Watchman Nee, a man named Pimba. Pimba wrote a book back in 1865 called Earth's Earliest Ages, which is an excellent book. It's since been reprinted, and I'd recommend it to you. If you're interested in it, also in the back of it, it also has a very good exposition on spiritualism in England in the late 1800s. But we know that the earth was created. And from what we can gather from reading scripture, there was a Garden of Eden. And there was a beautiful angel in this Garden of Eden called Lucifer, which means the light bearer. But he became proud and was lifted up. His heart was lifted up in pride. And he rebelled against God. And he was so smart. And he talked so well that he was able to take into rebellion one-third of God's angels. And so, let's look at a description of Lucifer in Ezekiel 28. Open your Bibles to Ezekiel 28. And Ezekiel 28, we see a prophecy by the prophet Ezekiel. And he said, the word of the Lord came again to me again, saying, Son of man, say to the prince of Tyre, thus says the Lord God, the prince of Tyre, because your heart is lifted up, and you say, I am a god, and I sit in the seats of the god in the midst of the sea, yet you are a man, not a god. And so this was written, prophesied about a man who felt he was a god. Though you set your heart as the heart of a god, behold, you're wiser than Daniel. There's no secret that can be hidden from you. And this was written at the time of Daniel, when Daniel sat in the throne of the king of Babylon, the second in command of the kingdom. He said, you're wiser than Daniel. There's no secret that can be hidden from you. With your wisdom and your understanding, and you've gained riches for yourself and gathered in your midst gold and silver and so forth. And it goes on for another, down to verse 11. And you can read that. And some people believe that this is a type of the Antichrist. And then it starts on verse 11. Now look at this. More, the word of the Lord said, Son of man, take up a lamentation against the king of Tyre and say to him, the last was written to a man. Now, this is not written to a man. You were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom, perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering, the tortoise, the topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the ox, the oxal, the jasper, the sapphire, the turquoise, the emerald, the gold. And the workmen of your timbrels and pipes, those two words speak of praise, music and praise, was prepared for you on the day you were created. I think I'm losing. Can y'all hear me in the back? Okay. You were the anointed cherub that covered, and so this is written to an angelic being, a cherubim. Now, you all remember Ezekiel saw the cherubim. They surrounded God. They carried his throne. They were the chariot of God. They sat on the throne. God sat on the throne, a sea like an emerald, and a firmament like emerald with a throne. And under it sat the living creatures that had the wheels inside of wheels. Have you all read that in Ezekiel chapter 1? Okay. In Psalms, they're spoken of as the chariot of God. And this was one of them, the anointed cherub who covered. Now, some people say he reflected the glory over the throne. I established you. You were on the holy mountain of God. And it says he was in Eden. Now, we know that the devil was in Eden as a snake, but this must be another Eden because he's walking on the holy mountain of God, back and forth in the midst of the fiery stones. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created until iniquity was found in you. By the abundance of your trading, that word trading means to merchandise or sell by talking, you became filled with violence within you. I cast you as a profane thing out of the mountain of God and destroy you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the fiery thrones. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. Now, 1 Timothy 3:6 says that he became proud and was lifted up. Are you familiar with that? You don't appoint an elder, a new believer, an elder, lest he fall in the same trap as the devil and become proud and lifted up. Okay. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I lay you before kings that they might gaze on you. This is a description of the rebellion of Satan in the pre-Adamic Garden of Eden, where he led the praise before God. And he was so beautiful and so smart that he decided he wanted to replace God. Now, if you look over in Isaiah chapter 13... Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12. You all know that Isaiah follows in the middle of the Bible, right at the Psalms. How you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer. That means light bearer. Are you familiar? You realize, of course, in the time of Charles Dickens, they called matches Lucifer because they were light bearers. You struck the match, and you got a light. And so they called them Lucifers. I can still remember when I was a small boy, people called matches Lucifers because they were light bearers. You struck the match to light the lantern. How many of y'all ever had to see by kerosene lights in your house? Not many. They don't give out much light. But they had a Lucifer, a light, to light the lantern. Okay. How you cut down from the ground. You have weakened the nations. You said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit on the mount of the congregation. On the further side of the north, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. And there you have the five I wills. Now, we know that Satan rebelled. Now, judgment has been passed on him. He is sort of out on bail right now. I mean, he's been judged. Judgment has been passed. You say, well, where does it say that? Well, let's look at 1 Matthew 25, 41. I'm sure most of you are familiar with these scriptures, but I want to build a foundation. 25:41. I'm on 22. No wonder it doesn't make any sense. 25:41. It says, depart from me, and here he's speaking to those who've been put in the goat pile at the great white throne judgment. And he said, and he will say to those on his left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Yes. Now you notice he has a new name here. He's no longer Lucifer the light bearer. He is the devil, Diabolos, yes, which means slanderer. Resister, slanderer, talebearer. Now, you know who talked about the devil more than anybody else? Folks say, I don't want to give praise to the devil. I don't want to talk about it. Well, you know who talked about the devil more than anybody else? Jesus. Jesus talked about the devil more than anyone else. And I think if Jesus speaks about him, then I think he wants us to be aware of him.
Yeah.
And that fire has been repaired, everlasting fire has been prepared for him and his angels. Now, most commentators agree that probably one-third of the angels fell with the devil. And they fell out of the third heaven, the paradise of God. Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians that he was taken and that he knew a man who was taken into the third heaven, the paradise of God. Now, the first heaven is this heaven here. Second heaven, someplace in between the two. And that's where Satan has his headquarters. And he tells you in Ephesians 6:12 that you wrestle against, not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers in heavenly places. That's where his headquarters are. And you know from Daniel chapter 9 that when they sent the answer out, this prince of Persia and the prince and the kings of Persia opposed him. And he had to send back and get Michael to come help him.
Yes.
Are y'all familiar with that? Is anybody in here not familiar with that? With that? Everybody in here knows, has read that and understands it? Okay, we won't go through it then. Okay. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Let's look at Matthew 13. I'm getting away a little bit. We won't ever get out of here. We'll be here until 7 o'clock if I get to just rambling. I better stick to the outline. Matthew 13, verses 40 to 42. Praise you, Lord God. Here he says that there will be, 40 says, therefore the tares, which are the sons of the wicked ones, shall be gathered and burned in the fire, so it shall be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels. They will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, who practice lawless, and he will cast them in the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. And in Revelation 20:10, it says the devil will be thrown into the lake of fire and tormented forever, where the beast and the false prophet are to be tormented forever and ever and ever. Okay, that is a judgment. Now, God restored the earth. The earth came under judgment after that and became what the scripture says is holo and bolo. Those are two words which signify the judgment of God. Isaiah says God didn't create the world that way. It's the words that are translated without form and void. Those two words indicate the judgment of God. I can talk an hour about that. But the only place that they are used together in Scripture is two places, and they indicate the judgment of God. That there'll be a howling wilderness, a waste. And Isaiah says he did not create the world to hope. But Adam and Eve, the Garden of Eden was read, the earth was restored in 7 days, and Adam and Eve were created, and the devil came to them in the second Garden of Eden as a snake and tempted them, and they fell. Eve rejected God's law. She was deceived. Adam was not deceived, but he rejected God's law because he wanted to stand with his wife. That's interesting, isn't it? He knew what he was doing was wrong. Eve did not. And he rebelled, and he became the devil's slaves. Let's look at Romans 6:16-18. Do you not know to whom you present yourself slaves to obey, you that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin to death or obedience to righteousness? But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of gospel which was delivered for you, and you being set free from sins, you become slaves of righteousness. John 8:34 says that he who slits sins become a slave of sin. When Adam and Eve rebelled and rejected God's law, and obeyed Satan, they became his slaves. And the whole world, he had given Adam dominion over the entire earth and all the creatures. And that fell to his new owner, the devil. And where does it say that? It says that in 1 John. And let's look at 1 John. 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. You know that we of God, and the whole world lies. Now the old King James says in the lap of the evil one. The new King James says under the sway or control of the evil one. This whole world system that you see out there that is not redeemed is under the hand of the devil. Praise you, Lord. You can compare that with John 8:34, 2 Peter 2:19, and Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, and we will look at Ephesians. Let's go over and look at Ephesians now. And here you have the redemption. And you he made alive who were dead. Chapter 2, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. And you, he made alive who were dead in trespass and sin, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of our flesh and of the mind, and were by nature, by birth, by inheritance, children of wrath, just as the others. When you're unsaved, you're a child of wrath, a child of rebellion, a child of anger. You're the sons of disobedience. But God has made you alive and saved you. Yes. Now, Paul refers to the Christian walk as a war and believers as soldiers. He says that in 1 Timothy, by which you may war a good warfare. 1 Timothy 1:18. 1 Timothy 1:18, he says, This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to prophecies previously made by you, that by them you may wage a good warfare. And 2 Timothy 2:34. There's no 2 Timothy 2:34. Well, we'll have to let that one go. I don't want to spend an hour looking for it. Solomon tells us in Ecclesiastes 8:8 that there's no discharge in this war against death. You can look that up. But Ecclesiastes 8:8 says there is no discharge in the war against death. Now, Jesus overcame the devil who had the key, and he now has the keys to death and hell. Revelation 1:5, he says, I have the keys of death and hell. Compare this with Hebrews Let's look at Hebrews 2:14. Insomuch as children have partaken the flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared the same, that through death he might destroy him who has the power of death, that is the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For indeed he does not give aid to angels, but he does give aid to the seed of Abraham. And you are the seed of Abraham. Did you know that? That you are the seed of Abraham. Galatians tells you that if you belong to Jesus Christ, you be the seed of Abraham. So Jesus died to give you aid. He did not give aid to the angels. He didn't come to save the devil. Now, there's a teaching going around called ultimate reconciliation or universalism, which says in the end, everybody's going to be saved. Now, that's a heresy. You will find it. It's very pleasing to listen to. Lots of people prescribe to it, particularly people who've lost children in automobile wrecks, or lost children who've gone astray in rebellion and died in the drug culture and this sort of thing. And they will embrace this because they want to believe that they will see their children in heaven. And so they will accept this, that Jesus died for everybody. It doesn't really matter what you do. Everybody's going to be saved in the end. That's what they say. And that is a heresy, and it is a seductive heresy. And if someone gets up and starts talking to you and says, we've got this deep teaching for you today, and I know some of you won't be able to perceive it, but you hear that kind of talk? You don't walk, you run to the nearest door because a dump truck is getting ready to unload on you. You hear this kind of talk that everybody's going to be saved and it's all the same spirit and we all serve the same God. And the Hindu God and the Muslim God and the Buddha God and the Indian God and all these gods are great spirits. It's all the same thing. You don't stand around and listen to that. You leave. You bind it in the name of Jesus Christ and leave. Paul says to Timothy, let's see if I can find it. In chapter 2, verse 12, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase more to ungodliness. Their message will spread like cancer. I like the Jerusalem Bible's translation that said, avoid empty, vain philosophy and teaching the men, because they will corrode your faith like gangrene. When somebody wants to start teaching you the philosophy and the psychology and talking to you about the unconscious mind, I can't find the unconscious mind in here anywhere.
Right.
They talk about the unconscious mind, and they talk about the id and the ideo, and they try to put that into the soul in a certain way, but that is not scriptural. And that will erode your faith like gangrene. Whenever you have to take the gospel and psychology, to help the gospel, you're in error. The gospel and anything. It's faith plus anything equals bondage. It's by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ through faith that we've been saved and healed and delivered. You know, before we had psychology, most folks that were sick with mental illness got well listening to the preaching of the Word of God.
That's right.
Well, I'm getting away here now. Jesus overcame the devil because there was no sin in his life. 2 Corinthians 2:21 says, in him there was no sin. And 1 John 3:5 says, in him there was no sin. And 2 Corinthians said, he who knew no sin became sin for us that we might become the righteous of God. The great battleground is your mind. Look at James 1:14. Now, this is a concept that I want you to get about sin. This is what the Bible says. James 1:13 and 14 and 15. It says, let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted for evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires or lust and enticed. And when lust or desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when sin is full grown, it brings forth death. Now, you are tempted when you are drawn away by the lust of your desires. Now, the enemy will speak to your mind. He'll speak into your mind and put a thought in your mind. I speak to men now. You see this gorgeous girl walk by in this skimpy little bikini, you know. And you look at it and you say, huh. And the devil speaks to you in your ear. You'd like to have that. Man, that'd be good. Man, how would you like to have a date with her and do other things? And you say, yeah. And the minute you entertain that, you see, you've been enticed by that desire. And the minute you entertain it, you say, yes. Then you have accepted it. And what has happened is the desire has become pregnant. It has conceived. And you keep on watching it and you keep on looking at it. And it grows and it takes root. And then it gives birth to sin. And as it grows in you, as you continue to entertain it, it'll bring death in that area. That's what happens. Whether it's money, prestige, power, position, sex, any of those things that human beings lust after to control other people or things. And you know what that's called? You know what the definition of the desire to control other people and things is called? Witchcraft. That's right. It's called rebellion against the will of God. You want something to belong to somebody else. It's called idolatry. It's called covetousness. But the minute you see it, and so what do you have to do? You have to say no. That thought comes into your mind. You analyze every thought that comes into your mind. And you say, where did it come from? Did I bring it up? Did the Holy Spirit send it? Well, the Holy Spirit didn't send that. And I wasn't thinking about it before that young lady appeared. So it has to be from the evil one. And you say no. And you get the first look and then you turn and walk away. Now, did not Jesus say when you commit adultery in your mind that you have committed, that you're guilty of the sin? That's what he said. That's the way all sin begins. It begins in your mind. And you have to accept it through your soul. Now, let me show you something. Let's keep your finger here in James and let's go, God, God, I'm running off in another direction, but let's look at this. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20. For you were bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Now you have three parts, your body, soul, and spirit. It didn't say that God purchased your soul with his blood. Now your soul is your will, your intellect, and your emotions. But you have to relinquish your soul to God. Now if you want to be in rebellion, you don't have to. You can walk in rebellion. You can have your own way, your own will. God left you there. He said, my people will submit their souls to me. My people will hear my voice and obey. And all the promises of God are based on hearing the voice of God and obeying, subjecting your soul, your will, your intellect, and your emotions to the will of God. Deuteronomy. Let's turn to Deuteronomy 3:28. Oh, Jesus. Deuteronomy chapter 28. And it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God and observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. You notice it says? It says you don't have to seek after the blessings. They'll run down the road and overtake you. If you obey the voice of the Lord your God. if you submit your soul to Him. If you don't, now there are 14 verses of blessings. Now look at verse 15. It shall come to pass if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God and carefully observe all His statutes and commandments which I command you, all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. And then it goes on, and I tell you, He don't leave nothing uncovered to verse 68. So you've got a choice. You can submit your soul to God and receive the blessings which His angels will bring, or you can be in rebellion and by definition an evil person, and the evil angels will bring them. You say, where does it say that in the Bible? It does. Let's look at Proverbs 17. Proverbs 17:11. An evil man seeks only rebellion. Therefore, a cruel messenger will be sent against him. That word messenger is angelos, angel. That's the same word used in Judges when Johan cursed Abimelech. God sent a spirit of ill will against him and the men of Shechem. It's the same word that's used when it said the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul and a distressing spirit came from God. And the same, it is the Greek word spoke of Paul's thorn in the flesh in the New Testament. Now, Paul wasn't in rebellion. But it says it very frankly that he says, an angel, he said, I have received a thorn in the flesh, an evil angel to buffet me because of my revelation that unless I should become proud. As I prayed God, He'd take it away, and God three times, and God said, no. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. Well, let's go on. Praise the Lord. So you know that we looked at Ephesians 2:1, and we said that we've been made alive in Jesus Christ. And God sent a Savior. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And let's look at another verse in John, and we will quit with that. Let's look at John 1:12. I have a lot of people say that they said they want to know when and where it says in the Bible that you have to receive Jesus. And they criticize people for saying so many people receive Jesus. And they say, what does it say? Well, it says it right here. Okay. Look and start with verse 11, 1 John, verse 11. He came to His own, speaking of Jesus, and His own did not receive Him. But as many as received Him, to them He gave the authority to become children of God, even to those who believe on His name, who were born, not of blood, that's inheritance, nor the will of the flesh, or the will of man, in a better translation, is the lust of the husband. That's the NIV, and that's a better translation of the Greek. Of the lust of the husband, but of God. In the natural way that children are born, you were not born of the natural. You were born a miracle child, a son of God. You were the son of the promised, like Isaac. Isaac was the son of the promise born by miracle. You are sons and daughters of the promise born by miraculous means, the rebirth of the Spirit, and become children of God. That your citizenship is no longer in this world. You're not a citizen of this kingdom. You're a citizen of the kingdom of God, an ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're an ambassador. Now, you know what an ambassador does? An ambassador represents his king to a foreign nation. He speaks for his king to a foreign nation. And if he comes under attack, where he lives, belongs, is not property of this world. His house doesn't belong. Did you know that the ambassador to China, and an American soldier cannot go in it. No police from this country can go in that place because that's a piece of China. Well, where you live is a piece of the kingdom of God.
You need to walk around your house and claim it as a piece of the kingdom of God, and that the messengers of the evil one are not welcome there. They cannot cross that line. You need to claim it because it's yours. And if you become attacked, and it should, the army come into that and attack them, then you've got a right to call the armed forces of your king to defend you. You have the authority to call the armed forces of that kingdom, the kingdom of God, to all the angels, all the war angels are at your disposal to come and protect you. As Jesus said, I could ask my Father and he would send 8 legions of angels. Legions. 6,000 angels per legion to defend me. And he said, that authority I give you. And so you have a right to call the armed forces of your king. Now remember that this body is the property of your king. The enemy attacks this body or protects your home where you sleep or you live or you work, and you claimed it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ as part of the ambassador's residence or the ambassador's office or the ambassador's workplace that belongs to the kingdom of God. And the enemy ain't got no right there. Now, he'll trespass and he'll come in if you will let him. But if you'll stand in faith and really believe it, the word faith is a reflection of character. Now, hear me on this. Faith is a noun. The Greek word faith that's translated faith is a noun. The verb form is believe. Sometimes you will see it translated believing Abraham. Sometimes you'll see it translated faithful Abraham. The adverb form or adjective form is faithful. Now, faithful. The synonyms for faithful are fidelity, trustworthy, dependable. Now, a gift of the Spirit is faithfulness. That you're trustworthy. You're faithful. You're dependable. You're going to be there. You know, you said, tell Brother Glenn, I'm going to be down here at 5 o'clock in the morning, set these chairs up for you. Then 5 o'clock in the morning, you're supposed to be down here, have them set up, and Brother Glenn can sleep knowing that you're going to be here. That is a gift of the Holy Spirit to be able to do that. That is a fruit of the Holy Spirit to be able to do that. That you, when you give your word, you'll be there. And he says, therefore, the word faith is a character. Represents your character. Well, I met a young man who'd been to, who's pastor up near my home. He spent 3 years in Greece, studying Greek. And he said, faith means how much you believe. How much you really believe it. So I got him, we had this long discussion. And he said, well, you have to understand that Derek Prince was trained in the 30s. And at that time, they hadn't looked at the Sanskrit stones. They had not been studied. I said, you mean those stones that the tribes buried when they wandered around through France in the year 1000? Well, the year before 1000, right about the birth time of the birth of Christ, or 100 years before the birth of Christ. I can't remember. It's been 40 years since I studied this. And he said, well, yeah, that's those. I said, you know about those? I said, well, I studied them briefly 50 years ago, but I know what you're talking about. He said, well, if you look at those, they affect the language so that it means more than character. It means how much you believe. And so I went home and I thought about it, and what God said to me was, if you really believe it, you'll do it.
Amen.
He said, if you really believe it, you'll do it. You'll be faithful. If you really believe the Word of God, you'll be faithful. You'll be dependable. Now, the bank, you know, is Fidelity. You have heard of First Fidelity Bank and Trust. First Faithful Bank and Trust. You know, you can put your money there and you know it's going to be there when you get back. Well, it's just faithful. First Faithful Bank and Trust, you know. But they use the word fidelity. Fidelity indicates great trust that you can depend on these people. But if you really believe it, you will be faithful. And so, when you know that you are a child of God, and you truly believe the Word of God. Now, faith is a gift from God. And God will give you the faith to believe His Word. I used to compromise the Word of God, and you know, I had all kind of good logical reasons that I'd say this, that, and the other. And I studied a Chinaman named Watchman Nee, and Watchman Nee taught me that the Word of God was true. It's true. And if the way I perceive things do not agree with the Word of God, there's something wrong with the way I perceive them. There's nothing wrong with the Word of God. It's true. It's just I'm not seeing it correctly. The devil is altering my vision, or something's wrong with me. I believe this Word. I'm going to die for it. If it doesn't work, I'll die. I've been in positions where I've gone out, and I stood there, and I declared the Word of God, because that's what He told me to do. And you know, it worked. I won't go into them. But the early church, remember this, that the early church brought down the most totalitarian government ever known to mankind in 400 years. In less than 400 years, they brought to their knees, the Roman Empire. Without the use of a single soldier, without the use of a single sword, they brought the Roman Empire to its knees with the blood of 250,000 martyrs. In case he says, you will be my witnesses. That word witness means martyr. It's derived from the word martyr. He brought it. And they're martyrs today. They're more martyrs today than they were in the first century. And we're going to see the kingdom of God rise in this nation and in this world. For the kingdom of our God is coming, and it will rise. And it was going to rise, and it's going to grow, and it's going to fill the whole world. Because God said it would. And it's going to do it without the help of a single bullet or knife or violence. It'll be done on the prayers of the saints, of those people who believe and are willing to stand and pray, willing to stand up and joyfully accept the plundering of their goods. Did you not tell the Hebrews that you stood up and you stood with those and joyfully accepted the plundering of your goods? And when you can do that, your soul will die, will become, you can die to the soul life, to your suke life, and rise up in the zoe life of God. When your things, when your possessions don't mean more to you than God. I don't want to get into that, but that know who you are in Jesus Christ. I've cut a lot out, and I've gone all kind of different ways. This is not what I really thought I was going to say. But I say to you today, we're going to have a mass deliverance service. And a mass deliverance service, we call out what we've been preaching about. And I've been preaching about doubt and unbelief. I've been preaching about bondage to the past. I've been talking about bondage to things of this world. You need to lay these things down. I've been preaching about bondage to what you can see in your eye that your eye might want, that the lust of your flesh might want. And the flesh don't die. You have to stand against it. You don't have to obey its lust anymore. You can choose to, but you don't have to. And we're going to break the power of lust. Lust for money. Lust for position. Lust for prestige. Lust for power. And lust for sex. In the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. And all God's people said, amen. Let's stand up. You can, the brain can only absorb what the fanny can endure, and y'all been sitting now for over an hour. Everybody praise God, jump up and down a little bit and praise Him. Get your blood circulating out of your feet and back up to your brain. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Pray with me, people. Dear Lord, I believe Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the Son of God. He was manifested in the flesh. died on this cross for my sin, was resurrected for my justification, ascended into heaven, sits on the right hand of the Father, ever to make intercession for me. I am a child of God. God is my Father. Jesus Christ is my big brother. I am a child of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ to the kingdom of God. Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, I confess the sins of my forefathers, the iniquities of my forefathers. I confess them as sin. I ask forgiveness on the blood of Jesus Christ. I confess my sin. I ask forgiveness on the blood of Jesus Christ. I forgive everyone who's ever hurt me, ever used me or abused me in any way contrary to the will of God. Lord Jesus, I ask you to bless them in the name of Jesus. I break all the curses that come down through my family line for the sins of my ancestors, for my sin, in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, set me free. You know the thing that binds me, the thing that hurts me, that torments me. Set me free. In the name of Jesus, I bind all the spirits that harass me in Jesus' name. For it is written in Joel 2:32, anyone called upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Leave me now in the name of Jesus. Be gone. Jesus' name. All right, everybody have a seat. For those of you who've never been in a mass deliverance service before, I'm going to call out a series of spirits as the Lord leads me. Come against them in your mind. Don't cafeteria and say, well, I might have this one, I might have that one, I don't have this one. Just, if you ain't got them, they won't come out. But just come against them in your mind. Set your will against them. Don't pray in tongues. Don't pray. Just set your will against them. And say, and just set your will, come out in the name of Jesus. And let what happens, happen. Just let what happens, happen. Okay? It said that if you got to choose between your demons and your dignity, let your demons go. You can get your dignity back. Nobody cares about what, you know, about you. Everybody is worried about their own demons and trying to get them out, and they're not watching you. And if you manifest, they'll be praying for you. And they love you. But we want you to let them go. Now, you can hold them in. I see people sit and hold them in like this, you know, because they're afraid somebody's going to know they got something wrong with them. Let them go. Let them go. I got healed right over, I got delivered right over there on the third row, four seats over. He threw me over. The first thing he came in, he had my list that day, and he called out the first demon and threw me on the floor, and I vomited. And I tried to get up, and he called the second one, and I threw it, and I rolled around in it. And after about 15 or 20 spirits, you know, somebody came over there and started praying for me. But, you know, I was standing there, and I was covered in my own vomiters. But I was so happy, I said, oh, God, thank you. I went out and took a shower and changed clothes, and I ain't been the same since. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, you might not be that dramatic. You might just burp. Or you might feel it leaves through the air passages. Or it might come out through your ears, and you don't feel nothing. I remember once I was praying for a young gentleman, and he had a homosexual spirit. And I prayed for him. He didn't manifest at all. But the Lord, I had in the release in my spirit. And I said, you know, he said, well, I didn't feel anything. I said, you've been delivered. He said, I didn't feel anything. I said, well, let me pray for you that God will fill you with the Holy Ghost. Fill you full. And I noticed some green stuff start coming out of his nose, and I got the trash can and pulled it over, and he leaned over like this, and then all this green corruption just drained, and then he coughed a couple of times, and he put about that much in the trash can of just green slime and coughed up, and he vomited, you know. And I looked at him, I said, is that manifestation enough? He said, yeah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. I mean, you know, God is so precious. He supplied that for him. That was a nest those demons had been living in. I met him a year and a half later when he brought his wife by. He'd gotten married. And beautiful wife. And he was living a good, clean life. And he turned away. And he said he'd never had another desire. And I wish I could say that was true for every time I prayed for someone with that type of spirit. It doesn't always happen like that. Sometimes it does. Okay, so keep both feet flat on the floor. Cross. Remember when you were little kids, you say you get to, you didn't have to tell the truth if you crossed your fingers? Remember that? Well, that's a witchcraft sign, see? And the devil will watch you cross your legs and say, well, she ain't telling the truth. She don't really want that thing to go. She's just fudging there, and so he won't leave. He's a legalist. I mean, an absolute legalist. Praise the Lord. That sounds funny, but that's the way it is. I don't make the rules. I just know what God has shown me. Now, Lord Jesus, I thank you and I praise you and I bless you and I glorify you, Lord. I bind, Lord, the spirit of rejection, Lord God. I bind the spirit of rejection in the name of Jesus. These are not rejected children. These are children of God. I break the power of the spirit of rejection and rebellion in the name of Jesus Christ. And I speak to you, you spirit of rebellion. I bind you in Jesus' name and I command you to leave God's people now. All spirits of rejection and rebellion be gone. All spirits of fear. Fear of not being good enough. Fear of not making it. Fear of spiders, fear of the dark, fear of spirits, fear of not being healed. I bind you in the name of Jesus. And I break your power and I command you to turn God's people loose. Go out, fear, in the name of Jesus. All fear be gone, for fear has torment. I bind you and I break your power. And I break the power of lust, the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life in the name of Jesus. I bind all the spirits of the lust in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind sexual lust in the name of Jesus. And I say, be gone in Jesus' name. I bind all spirits of rebellion in the name of Jesus. Rebellion is a sin of witchcraft. I break the power of witchcraft. Now, Jezebel, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Ahab, I bind you. I break your power. Turn God's people loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out now, all perverse spirits, all spirits of perversion, perverse, rebellious spirits, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I break the power of all divination, divination spirits in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of divination in Jesus' name. All deceiving spirits, all religious spirits, I break your power in Jesus' name. I command you to be gone. Go, religious spirits, in the name of Jesus. Go, all deceiving religious spirits, in the name of Jesus. Be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of legalism, I break your power in the name of Jesus. All spirits of condemnation and self-condemnation, be gone in the name of Jesus. All spirits of accusation and condemnation, go in the name of Jesus. There is no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. I break your power. Leave now in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone in Jesus' name. I break the power of perfection in the name of Jesus. All spirits of perfection in the name of Jesus. All spirits of criticism, critical spirits, go in the name of Jesus. Critical spirits, gossipy spirits, tale-bearing spirits, go in the name of Jesus. All lying spirits, go. Lying spirits, deceiving spirits, go. All spirits of lying and deceiving, go. Leave God's people. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. I break the power of the curse of voodoo in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone in the name of Jesus. All voodoo spirits, all spirits of witchcraft, go. In Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus. I break the power of pornography in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, pornography, in the name of Jesus. I break your power. All spirits of sexual lust, go in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of dyspareunia, go in the name of Jesus Christ. All fear of men, go in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your power. I bind fear of men in the name of Jesus. I bind man-hating spirits, lesbian spirits, homosexual spirits, perversion spirits. Go in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. All of you, out in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone in the name of Jesus. I break your power. You cannot stay any longer. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ, every one of you. Come out, you religious spirits. Come out, these better-than-thou spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, inferiority spirits. Come out, spirits of inferiority. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, 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 stubborn spirits. Stubborn spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus. Spirits of stubbornness, spirit of unteachableness, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, 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 go in the name of Jesus. Go, all of you, get out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind the serpentine spirits, come out. Spirits of serpentine and divination, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All horoscope spirits, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All Ouija spirits, come out. Out, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Out, I break the curses in me. Of divination in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the curse. Come out in the name of Jesus. I break your power in the name of Jesus. I bind you and I break your power. Out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. All spirits of the vagabond, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of poverty, come out in the name of Jesus. I break the power of the familiar spirit now. I break the power of the familiar spirit to harass all harassing familiar spirits. I bind you. I command you to go in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. All familiar spirits, I bind you. Get off the property. All you spirits, I bind you and command you off the property in the name of Jesus. Lord, send the war angels to bind them up and haul them off in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Lord, I bind the spirit of bitterness now, Lord. I pull out the knife of betrayal, and I bind and I pull out the root of bitterness. I break all the curses that have been spoken against these people in the name of Jesus. All the bitter words that have been shot in the name of Jesus. Bitter arrows into their soul, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I bind them and I break this curse of arrows in the name of Jesus. And I break the curses and I say, be gone in the name of Jesus. And I break all ungodly soul ties to the past in the name of Jesus. I command ungodly soul ties to be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. I break ungodly soul ties. I call back their soul now in the name of Jesus. For an hand for the lion has ravaged their soul in the name of Jesus. I break the power of soul power in the name of Jesus. I break the power of soulish prayers in the name of Jesus, of psychic prayers. And I say, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, go. I break the power of the curse of rebellion in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of Jezebel. Jezebel and Ahab, I command you to go. I break the power of Jezebel. Jezebel. Jezebel, go. Go, Jezebel, go. In the name of Jesus, I break your power. Turn them loose now in the name of Jesus. Be gone. Be gone in Jesus' name. Be gone in Jesus' name. Be gone in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of infirmity spirits. For surely He has borne our infirmities and our sorrows and our sickness and our pain. He was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was laid upon Him, and by His stripes we have been healed. I speak healing and restitution now. I bind all the spirits of migraine headaches, all the spirits of headaches in the name of Jesus, of tension headaches in the name of Jesus, of vascular headaches in the name of Jesus, of migraine headaches in the name of Jesus, all headaches. I break your power in the name of Jesus. All spirits of encephalitis, I say, be gone in the name of Jesus. Of hydrocephalus, I say, be gone. Of Alzheimer's, be gone in the name of Jesus. Of insanity, be gone. I break the curse of incest. I speak to incest spirits, and I say, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone, incest, in the name of Jesus. Be gone. I break your power. I break the power of insanity. I break the curse of insanity. I speak to spirits of schizophrenia, and I say, be gone in the name of Jesus. I speak to spirits of paranoia, and I say, be gone in the name of Jesus. I speak to delusion spirits. I speak to voices in the name of Jesus. The spirit of voices, I break your power. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Turn loose in the name of Jesus. Go. 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 Turn loose. Turn loose. All bitterness be gone in the name of Jesus. Praise your Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Praise your name. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. We praise you and we bless you, Lord. I speak to tinnitus in the name of Jesus, to deafness in the name of Jesus. I break the power of deafness and tinnitus and vertigo and Meniere syndrome in the name of Jesus. I say, be gone. Be gone. I bind you and I break your power. I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. All deafness go in the name of Jesus. All dizziness go. I speak to blindness now, to blind eyes, to cataracts in the name of Jesus, to blind eyes in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. I speak to astigmatism, farsighted, nearsighted, ambiopia. Be gone in Jesus' name. Be gone in the name of Jesus. I speak to sinus problems. I bind sinus problems. I bind allergy. I bind sinus problems. Be gone. I bind asthma. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Emphysema, I break your power in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the power of gingivitis in the name of Jesus. I break the power of periartitis in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the power of root canals in the name of Jesus. I break the power of carities in Jesus. I bind them and I say, be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Be healed. Lord, restore their teeth in the name of Jesus. Put the gold caps on their teeth, Lord. Heal them in the name of Jesus. Heal them in the name of Jesus. Heal them in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. I speak to thyroid problems. Be gone. To goiters, be gone in the name of Jesus. To sore throats, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Pneumonia, be gone. Pleuritis, be gone. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Shingles, be gone in the name of Jesus. I speak to duodenitis, esophagitis, gastritis, go, ulcers, go, Crohn's disease, go, sprue, go, diabetes, go in the name of Jesus. Hepatitis, in the name of Jesus, I bind hepatitis, I bind gallstones, I speak to gallstones, I speak to gallbladder dysfunction, I bind you and I say, line up with the Word of God, line up with the Word of God in the name of Jesus. Be healed in Jesus' name, be healed in Jesus' name. I speak to kidney problems, I speak to nephritis in the name of Jesus, I speak to pyelitis, I speak to bladder problems in the name of Jesus, cystitis, urethritis in the name of Jesus, prostatitis in the name of Jesus, orchitis in the name of Jesus. I break your power. I say be healed in Jesus' name. I speak to cancer. I bind the spirits of cancer, the demons of cancer. I break their power. I bind them and I cast them out. I curse them to their roots and I command them to dry up and to go away in Jesus' name. I speak to arthritis in the name of Jesus. Arthritis, dry up in the name of Jesus. I speak to arthritis. I speak to scleroderma in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to eczema in the name of Jesus. I speak to dry skin, eczema, seborrhea. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Cancer of the skin, go. Melanomas, I bind you. Go in the name of Jesus. I bind you all. I speak healing and restitution. I speak colitis, proctitis. Go in the name of Jesus. Diabetes, go in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. High blood pressure, heart attacks. Go, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Strokes, I bind the spirit of stroke in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of hydrocephalus in the name of Jesus. Of Alzheimer's in the name of Jesus. I break their power and command them to leave. All angels, all evil angels now, I bind you. All buffeting angels, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I speak to myasthenia, go. I speak to weakness, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go! I speak to weakness and myasthenia. Go! I bind you and I break your power. Our strength is in the Lord who made the heaven and earth. Come on. Out in the name of Jesus Christ. Out in the name of Jesus. Turn loose. Break your power. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I speak to deep hurt now. Deep hurt. I speak to pull-me spirits. I speak to spirits. I speak to self-pity and pull-me spirits. And I bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. And I break their power in Jesus' name. And I speak healing and restitution now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Plantar warts. I break the power of plantar warts in the name of Jesus. I break the power of... Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Praise your name. I come against herpes now. Chlamydia in the name of Jesus. Herpes and chlamydia, I bind you in Jesus' name. I break your power. I break your power. Be gone in the name of Jesus. I break your power. Be gone, herpes. Be gone, chlamydia. In the name of Jesus, I break your power. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, be gone. Praise your Lord Jesus. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Venereal warts. I break your power in the name of Jesus. I bind you and I curse you to your roots and I command you to leave God's people now. In the name of Jesus. I break the power of venereal warts in the name of Jesus. And I say, be gone. Be gone. Be gone. Be gone. Condyloma cuminata. I bind you in the name of Jesus and I break your power. I break your power in Jesus' name. I bind you and I curse you to your roots and I command you to leave God's people in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bind Louis Venera in the name of Jesus. We break its power in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Any other diseases? Anybody got diseases we didn't call out that need to be bound? Praise and bless you and glorify you, Lord God. And all God's folks. What? Sebaceous cyst. Bind the spirits of sebaceous cyst. Now break the power. Sebaceous cyst, I say, open up and drain in the name of Jesus. Line up with the Word of God. In the name of Jesus. Be gone. All infection. Be gone in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Constipation. Praise your Lord God. Constipation. Colon, line up with the Word of God. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Praise your name. Praise your Lord God. We bind colitis and spastic colon and Crohn's disease in the name of Jesus. We break its power. Megacolon, we break its power. In the name of Jesus, proctitis, we break its power. Hemorrhoids, we break the power of hemorrhoids. In the name of Jesus, break the curse of hemorrhoids and say, be gone in Jesus' name. Be gone. Hallelujah. Praise God. And all God's folks said, amen. Let's stand up and get filled. Hallelujah. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem. Lord Jesus, let your Spirit come down. I ask you to fill every vessel of him, Lord God. Fill every vessel, Lord God. Fill them with the agape love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just let your love flow into them, Lord, that out of their bellies shall flow rivers of living water, Lord. Just fill them with the love of the Father, Lord. Let the love of the Father flow in a way that they have not known, Lord Jesus. Fill them with your Spirit, with the Spirit of wisdom, understanding, and counsel, and might, knowledge, and fear of the Lord. Touch them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, and I praise you, and I bless you, Lord God. I ask you to have the angels gather up all the loose demons around here and haul them off wherever you want them, Lord, but get them off the property. In Jesus' name, that they shall not return. In the name of Jesus. And all God's folks said, amen. Lord, bless the food. Bless the food, Lord God. Bless the food and the people that fixed it, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you and praise you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Let the Lord have his way in your life every day. There is rest, there is peace when the Lord has his way. Put your life in his hand. Rest secured in his land. Let the Lord have his way. Let the Lord have his way in your life every day. There is rest, there is peace when the Lord has his way. Put your life in his hand. Let's secure in his land. Let the Lord have his way. Oh, let Christ be your life. He will end all your strife. There is rest, there is peace, as his life flows out through you. In this vessel of clay, he doth now awful sway. Let the Christ, oh, let Christ be your life. Let the Lord have his way in your life every day. There is rest, there is peace, when the Lord has his way. Put your life in his hand. Let's give in his land. Let the Lord have his way. Let the Lord have his way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the Lord have his way in your life every day. There is rest. There is peace when the Lord has his way. Put your life in his hands. Rest secured in his plan. Let the Lord have his way. We don't have the second verse there, but it goes like this. Oh, let Christ be your life. He will end all your strife. There is rest, there is peace, as his life flows out through you. In this vessel of clay, he doth now awful sway. Oh, let Christ be your life. We'll sing that again. Oh, let Christ be your life. He will end all your strife. There is rest, there is peace, as his life flows out through you. In this vessel of clay, he doth now awful sway. Oh, let Christ be your life. Oh, let Christ be your life. Can you say amen to that? Oh, let Christ be your life. He'll end all your strife. Aren't you glad that he does it? Hallelujah. He's the only one that can do it. Do you know that? That's the reason we come to have deliverance. Hallelujah. How many know that you're living in a new day? Yesterday's gone. You can't bring it back. Tomorrow will take care of itself. It's a new day. It's a new day of the Lord. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day of the Lord. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day of the Lord. A day of joy and gladness. A victory to be. Somebody shout hallelujah. A day of walking hand in hand with Jesus Christ our Son. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day of the Lord. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day of the Lord. A day of joy and gladness. A victory to be won. A day of walking hand in hand with Jesus. Sing it! It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day of the Lord. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day of the Lord. A day of joy and gladness. A victory to be. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. A day of walking hand in hand with you. Sing it. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day of the Lord. It's a new day. It's It's a new day. It's a new day of the Lord. A day of joy and gladness. A victory to be won. A day of walking hand in hand with Jesus Christ, God's Son. Aren't you glad it's a new day? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. We're living in a new day. Hey, old order has to go. It's the new order of God that we're moving in today. He's preparing a way for us, a way of escape that we may move and have our being in Him today. It's a new day of victory. Our victory is to be won. Hallelujah.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.